Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. Make today your big red letter day. Change to L&M. Superior taste, superior filter. America's best filter tip cigarette. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Job. Drink her down.
Yeah, what's in it?
It's just something to taste bad, so you'll remember a doctor's been here.
Go ahead.
Drink it.
I remember you being here all right.
Oh, I don't know why I keep coming by all the time either. Oh. You know, you don't need doctoring, Job. You're going to outlive us all.
If it's the money, Doc.
Oh, now forget about the money. If I'd wanted to get rich, I'd have gotten out of this game a long time ago.
But I'll be able to pay regular now that the boy is back.
You mean Tad's back?
Yeah. He come in day before yesterday riding up like he'd just been to town for the mail. Instead of being gone 4 years.
Well, what did he say where he'd been?
No, Doc, he didn't. But it don't matter none now that he's home.
Do you a lot of good having Tad around?
Yeah, that's a fact, Doc. Well, I just about give it up being out here alone all the time. Didn't seem like it was worth keeping going.
A man should never do that, Job.
Sure not. But a man's wife dies and his boy lights out, seems there wasn't nothing left. And I just got teenier and teenier. Going to be different now, though.
I hope so. Well, I got to be getting along now.
Thanks for coming, Doc.
Yeah.
Oh, say, Tad's outside there someplace. Why don't you stop and see him?
Yeah.
That boy sure growed up man-sized.
Yeah, you bet, Job. I want to see him. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, you Tad? Yeah, I'm Tad. Well, it's been quite a spell since I've seen you, lad. I'm Doc Adams.
I remember.
I just been to your pa.
I seen you drive up.
Yeah, well, I thought you might like to know what Casey's doing.
He's crumbling, like everything else around here.
But, you know, you can help him. Well, you know, it's a good thing you're home, Tad.
How do you figure?
Well, there's not much that I can do for him. He's old and he's tired and he's just about worn through. Well, but you can do a lot for him.
You mean you want me to nurse him?
No, I don't want you to nurse him. But you can do the chores for him, or you can keep the place going. And most of all, you can talk to him.
Talk to him?
Yeah, that's right. That's mostly what I've been coming around here for. To give him somebody to talk to once in a while.
Now, look, Doc, I ain't his little boy no more. I ain't going to hold his hand.
Well, I don't remember asking you to.
Maybe not.
But if you think I come back here to take care of a broken-down old man and a broken-down farm, you got another thing coming. What did you come home for? I come home because I didn't have nowhere else to go. But I'm taking care of that right soon.
Doc, might make you feel better.
Well, I'm in a testament.
Yeah.
That'd make me feel worse. But I guess I'd rather have the steps here than the problem Job's got. All right, pour me a little.
Okay. Job's boy, huh? You know, as I remember him, he wasn't worth much as a kid.
But he's grown up the same way. Ain't said about that boy's as worthless as a cunt.
It's too bad his 4 years away didn't do him any good.
He's just bigger and meaner, that's all. Well, what's the matter with you two?
Doc just had some of your coffee. That always makes a man pretty sober.
Oh, no, Mr. Dillon, it ain't that bad. Well, that was a fresh egg I used in it this time. Matter of fact, it wasn't as bad as usual, Chester. Well, now, Doc, I'm glad.
Doc's just been telling me about seeing old Job this morning.
Say, so don't you have a boy named Tad?
That's right. About all he has done.
Oh, it's the same.
No? What do you mean?
I've been walking down the Long Branch this evening.
You mean he's there now?
He was when I left. And I must say, Mr. Dillon, he don't look to me like he's going to be much comfort to his pa.
Is he causing trouble?
Well, not trouble, exactly. He's just bellying up to the bar, swilling down drinks, and acting like he wants everybody to know how big and growed up he is.
Well, he'd be in trouble if anybody treated him that way.
That's just what I think, Doc. And some of the boys are riling him up pretty good, too.
Yeah. I think maybe I'll go down there.
Want me to come with you, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, if you want to, Chester. I just want to reacquaint myself with Tad.
It'll be no pleasure.
I'm sort of curious to see just how big a man he really is.
Why don't you move over, mister? All right, boy. There's room for both of us at the bar. Just don't crowd me. Ain't you Job Harley's boy? Yeah.
Hear your pa's been feeling poorly lately. Getting any better?
I ain't noticed.
He's real sick, ain't he?
He's done. The place is done.
Well, hey, good thing you come home. You can look after him a little bit.
That any of your business?
You just sort of figured.
You can keep your figuring to yourself. Every low-living bum in town thinks I come home to nurse the old man.
Now, easy, boy.
I quit being a boy when I left here, mister. I've been doing man-sized things for 4 years.
Why don't you,
shut up? Shoving me.
Straighten yourself up out of my drink. Go on now, get.
I'll show you.
Oh, that's it.
Shove me, will you? You're going to die for that, mister, right now.
All right, hold it there.
What?
Drop the gun.
Now you stand back.
I said drop it.
You.
Pick up the gun, Chester.
Give me that.
You stand where you are. All right, Tanner, what happened to you?
Why,
I shoved him, Marshal. Why? Because he's a mean, ornery, no good, and I got tired of listening to him talk, that's all.
I got a right to have my gun.
Here, now, you hammer down.
You're Tad Harley, aren't you?
How do you know?
I've been hearing about you.
Listen, Marshal.
You got some special trouble with Tanner here?
He's been crowding me just like everybody else in this town.
Oh, about what?
About the old man. About how I should be looking after him.
What's wrong with that?
It ain't what I come here to do. That's what's wrong with it. And it ain't nobody's business what I do.
Not as long as you mind your own, it isn't.
You got no call to tell me what to do, Marshal.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what not to do.
You gonna give me back my gun now?
All right, give it to him, Chester.
Well,
someday this town's gonna find out about me. Find out good.
Well, I sure am glad to see that one go. I swear he's been keeping his face stirred up ever since he come in this afternoon. Let's have us a beer, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester.
I'll be proud to buy.
You will?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Hey, Sam, a couple of beers, huh?
Two beers.
You know, there's going to be more trouble from that boy, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, I don't know, Chester. He could be just a loud, bragging kid. Or the badness could be full-grown in him. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's mighty hard on poor old Job. Well, he's done nothing for four whole years but just wait for the day his boy would come home.
Well, he was better off waiting.
I wonder when Job will find out this boy's no count.
Well, Job's old and sick, but he's not blind, Chester.
Yeah, but he don't deserve a disappointment like this.
No, he doesn't. Job's a good man.
I remember Ms. Harley telling me one time she had five babies, and Tad was the only one that lived.
That must be the exception to the rule.
How's that, Mr. Dillon?
Doesn't sound much like the survival of the fittest.
Up a sweat just whittling. With the sun burning down like this, Mr. Jones, makes it hard for a body to remember the cold and shivering misery of the wintertime, don't it?
You suffer pretty bad in the winter, don't you, Chester?
Well, I guess I don't exactly suffer. But wouldn't you think there'd be some way of taking some of this heat and packing it away so you could spread it around in the wintertime?
You work on that, Chester. We sure don't need it a whole today.
Yeah, that's a fact. Hey, you know, then maybe they could save up some of the cold of the wintertime and use it on days like this.
I'm going to spell you a riddle, Chester.
Hmm?
They already do that.
They do?
Sure, in our ice house.
In the, sure, in the ice house. Sure enough, they do, don't they? Look, ain't that Lynn Baylor riding up there?
Yeah.
Hello, Marshal. Chester?
Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Lynn.
Hey, Marshal, I just come by Job Harley's place. He's awful anxious to see you.
Oh, what's trouble?
Well, he didn't tell me, Marshal. He said to ask you to come out there right away.
Oh, my. I hope that boy here ain't been acting up none.
Oh. I better go out there and see, I guess. You watch the store, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir, I will, Mr. Jones.
Job. Matt Dillon.
Yes.
Come in, Marshal, come in.
Now, you got trouble out here, Job?
Oh, sure, I'm glad you could come out, Marshal. Been wanting to see you.
Oh, what about?
Sure is a bright, hot day, isn't it, Marshal?
Yeah.
I don't take to the heat as well as I used to.
Job, you didn't call me out here to tell me it's hot. What's on your mind? Is it about your boy?
You seen him, Marshal?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. The Long Branch.
He's grown big, ain't he?
Too big, maybe, Job. Is he here?
He's going off. You know anything about raising boys, Marshal?
That's a little out of my line, Job.
Well, the man wants his boy to carry on all the good things he's got. None of the bad.
Yeah. That's a pretty big order, isn't it?
But that's what a man wants for his son. To be good. To be better than he was.
Some boys never grow up to be the men their fathers were, Job.
It ain't easy raising them. Man don't want to mother his boy to death. Nor ride herd on him too much, neither. But
you're going to tell me something, Job.
What's a man to do? When he finds his son has just picked up all the bad ways and none of the good, what's a man to do then, Marshal?
Let go of him, Job.
But a man's son, Marshal, he's carrying his name. He can't let him carry it to perdition.
He can't hurt your name, Job, only his own.
That ain't true, Marshal. I ain't been much. People I come from weren't much neither. But we always kept the name clean, Marshal.
What's Tad done, Job? Where is he?
A man don't expect his son to strike it rich, maybe. But he expects him to keep the name clean.
Job, will you tell me?
Well, tell you what, Marshal.
Why did you call me out here? You just didn't want to talk about your boy, did you?
Marshal, I always like to talk to you. You've always been a good friend.
I am your friend, Joe, but you better start talking straight or I'm heading back to town.
You're going to find out, Marshal.
Mr. Dillon?
What's Chester doing out here? Yeah, what's the matter?
Mr. Dillon, there's just been a holdup, thanks.
What? Any shooting?
Sister, there was.
Well, how many were there?
Just one.
He get away?
No, Mr. Harley, he didn't.
Was he hurt?
Worse than that, Mr. Dunn.
Well, who was it?
Well, he's dead, ain't he? Dad's dead.
Tad? Was it Tad, Chester?
Yes, sir, it was.
I'm sorry, Joe.
It had to be.
You don't seem surprised.
No, Marshal. I've been seeing it coming. Ever since the boy come home, he was bad clear through, Marshal. He's robbed before and killed, too.
He told you that?
He carried pieces out of newspapers around with him. Pieces there had been written about him. Well, he was proud of it, Marshal. That it made him feel big.
Well, some of them feel that way for a while.
I couldn't talk him out of it. I couldn't hold him. But I could see it was stopped.
Well, you knew about today?
I knew.
Well, why didn't you tell me about it?
I figured you'd take his gun, maybe lock him up for a while. He had to be stopped for good, Marshal.
I might have done that if I'd been in Dodge, Joe.
I know that, Marshal. But it would have gone hard with you to have to kill my boy. You're my friend, Marshal. That's why I seen to it you'd be here. And I sent word to the bank that Tad was coming.
Oh. You made a hard choice, Job.
Well, like I told you, Marshal, man has to keep his name clean.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Parley Bear is Chester, Georgia Ellis is Kitty, and Howard McNair is Doc. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke.